caught a second time.
So he won't have a record.
So he won't have a record. I can't see that. If he's gotten himself out on the limb and violated the law says what he should have. I don't think that the judge has a right to change that law. Mm-hmm. There's some isolated cases, circumstances that beyond my control or yours. For instance, this boy that I told you about yesterday that came back in the shop, he was all barefooted, and Lenio, I talked to him a little bit, and he gave me that stuff. I said, well, if you were my kid, I'd take it out of you before you left this place right here, and that's what I'd use on you. I showed him the nice big whip. I said, I'd give you about 100 licks with that, and when you woke up tomorrow or day after, and your back healed up, you'd have a different attitude toward life. Now, it may be the wrong way to do it, but it's the best and the quickest and the most effective way with a rat like that. They caught him in Harlingen with some other kids. They. They caught him in. Is that on? Is that on? They caught him in Harlingen with Mighty One and some other boys. He said it wasn't his. That he was just a passenger in the car. Well, he was. Mm-hmm. Less than a year later, they had a regular riot out here at the school.
A riot?
A riot at high school. Yes, a regular riot. The police were called and they beat up police, and they were going to destroy all of the athletic trophies that the Browns of High School had won. Some of them, my brother and I helped win in 1920, 21, 22. These rats were going to tear them up. If I'd have been there and had a shotgun, I'd have tore something else up. I'd have killed three or four of them. You'll get in a lot of trouble, but you stop the foolishness. Just like it did at Kent. It didn't take but four of them. It stopped it not only in Kent, but all over the United States. Said, no, some other trigger-happy guy, we better stop it. That's what went further towards stopping that deal at Kent than anything else. It was those four rats that were killed. Mm-hmm. And what's four people is considered to millions and millions and millions of dollars that has been destroyed. It's nothing. The old Spaniards in the Inquisition, they got a innocent fellow once in a while. The old sheriff in the West, he hung lots of people. He'd hang a wrong man once in a while. But 99.9% of the time he was right, and he hung the culprit. And if he was innocent, the whole town couldn't take him away from him to mob violence. He'd stand up to the whole town, and you boys clear the streets, I'm going to kill several of you. And they'd clear him because they knew he was going to kill them. Mm-hmm. And he'd get killed, but he'd kill three or four of them. Nobody wants to be the first one. And those old men had a certain amount of psychology that they used, or some of them couldn't even read or write, but they knew right from wrong. Mm-hmm. And they upheld the right and they punished the wrong.
How would most people around here feel like that? Like, for example, say you carry a pistol out to your ranch, you know. Well, say if you saw someone out there and you shot the person, you know, maybe you didn't kill him or anything, but you shot him, and it was taken to court. How would people rule around?
I don't know, but you don't shoot him. If you're going to shoot at him, kill him. You're going to shoot at him, kill him, because the Supreme Court will reverse it against you every time. If you kill him, they can't reverse anything other than you violate his civil rights. That's the only thing they can get you for. And that's punishable by 5 years in the penitentiary.
What if you just injure him?
Don't injure him. You be sure that you don't injure him. If you're going to shoot a man, shoot him and kill him. I'll give you an example. There was a man, he had a house, he furnished it, and it was vacant. He had had a tenant, and the tenant moved out. He was robbed twice, burglarized in that house. So he set up a booby trap and he shot this guy in the legs. Well, the jury